The problems of urban schools have long attracted the attention of charitable foundations, but for the most part, philanthropies try to keep out of the often messy politics of big city school districts. In Pittsburgh, three of the city's most prestigious private funders have broken with that tradition. The Heinz Endowments, the Grable Foundation, and the Pittsburgh Foundation are withholding more than $3 million. They say they'll hang on to their money until the school board and the superintendent work out their differences. From Pittsburgh, John Miller reports.
Ever since a new majority took over late last year, Pittsburgh's school board meetings have been raucous affairs. Two board factions and the superintendent have clashed over everything from school closings to minor personnel decisions. Parents showing up for the meetings have had to listen to shouted obscenities and even physical threats. Finally, officials of the three foundations decided they'd heard enough. Fearing that Pittsburgh could go the way of Philadelphia, where the schools were taken over by the state last year, they decided to put their good names and their money behind a public statement. Doug Root of the Heinz Endowment says they had no choice.
The alternative is that we stick our heads in the sand, that we try to keep this low profile, and we never address the fundamental problems, and then we wake up one day and we find out that the state of Pennsylvania is now making decisions about our school district.
Private foundations provide less than 1% of Pittsburgh's school budget, but school officials say the programs they support are among the most innovative and important.
And what happens? Do the plants grow? Do you remember from yesterday, do the plants grow?
Here at the Friendship Elementary School, four soon-to-be first graders sit in a circle on the floor working on reading comprehension. All these kids had trouble learning basic skills in kindergarten.
Does anybody remember what sowing means? When you sow the seeds,
you sow with something.
Well, it's not like this kind of sowing, is it? What are
you're
you doing?
You're sowing the garden.
Right.
This summer school was launched 2 years ago with startup funds from the Heinz and Grable Foundations. Head teacher Blanche Bennett worries that the decision to withdraw money from programs like this will only hurt the kids.
Pulling out is not how you resolve a problem. We talk about problem-solving skills all the time, and we tell what we want the children to do, and then as adults, we're not doing that. What we're doing is running away from the problem.
Just the opposite, says the Heinz Endowment's Doug Root. He says the foundations are stepping up, using their clout to get the city to come to grips with a leadership and governance crisis that threatens to undermine the entire system.
We could have followed the path of a lot of other foundations and just quietly decided to take our money and put it elsewhere. But that would have meant, in truth, really abandoning the schools.
The foundations have plenty of public support. At a picnic shelter in the Highland Park neighborhood, about 24 parents have gathered to talk about the schools. All agree that somebody had to intervene. Kai Guccio says he applauds the foundations for stepping in.
I see them as one of the few agents in our community that has the power to do something about the government sort of infighting. So I see it as a positive thing in that because I hope that something will rattle hard enough that change will come.
Even embattled Superintendent John Thompson says he understands the foundation's decision.
I'm just embarrassed that we allow it to get to this point because it was not a surprise attack. I'm telling you, it was not a Pearl Harbor in Pittsburgh Public Schools.
Thompson says by most measures, the school district is performing fairly well, but he says there is a crisis at the top, and unless that gets resolved, students will suffer. The key, he says, is for the school board to understand its proper role.
It's not a difficult problem. The only thing that needs to be done is say, okay, we have our superintendent. He's here to enforce our policies, and we're here to set policies. Isn't that pretty simple?
Apparently, it isn't. Elected school boards and their superintendents often step on one another's toes. The foundations here in Pittsburgh have forced the city to confront that problem. They're anxious to put their money back, but not until there's structural change in how the district is run. For NPR News, I'm John Miller in Pittsburgh.